Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Champas, Assistant Professor in the Division of Emergency Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at Northwestern Medicine and CMO for U.S. Soccer. I'm really happy to talk to you about one of my very favorite things to talk about today, and that is the Chicago Marathon. Now, you volunteered since 1999, and you've served as the Chief Medical and Safety Officer of the Chicago Marathon since 2007, and I was hoping that you could tell us about Northwestern Medicine's and your role for the marathon.
Obviously, being able to bridge Northwestern Medicine, its resources, its expertise, the personnel and specialists from nursing, from physician assistants to physicians, med students, and residents to service and prepare and obviously provide care to nearly 52,000 runners on Marathon Sunday is, as you can imagine, an unbelievable achievement.
I'm thinking, as a runner myself, I'm thinking about staying hydrated and things like that, but you guys really have a lot of other things going through your minds.
Yeah, it's without question an event to the magnitude like no other. And quite honestly, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon has really set the script for these sort of events for the city of Chicago and across the world. But it entails basically a multidisciplinary and huge collaborative effort from city agencies, federal agencies, state agencies, and then down to nearly 2,000 medical volunteers working in collaboration with Chicago Fire Department, Chicago Police Department, to really prepare, protect the city, and then obviously protect the 1.2 million spectators and the 50,000 runners.
Well, if you're just joining us, beautiful timing. You're joining us in time for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And joining me today is Dr. Champas, and we're talking about the Chicago Marathon. And I know a lot of runners are nervous and feeling excited for the big day. And I'm wondering if you have advice on how runners can avoid having to look for medical attention on Marathon Day. What's your best advice?
Stay true to your training. Stay true to your individualized plan, meaning, what is your hydration plan? What is your carb plan? And then obviously, as the weather kind of dictates, make sure you run, accordingly. Don't try to set a PR if it's not a day that's meant to do that. And then, if you're having any lingering injuries, make sure you address those in advance. And then mentally get yourself ready to know what to expect. Even consider taking, a bike ride along the course or drive the course in advance. So you kind of have these mental images of areas that you're going to see again. The work has been put in now. It's about getting hydrated. It's about, not over drinking either, right? Staying true to your plan and not deviating from that. But, make sure you also celebrate it. Take in these accomplishments and make sure you enjoy it with those you love and those who've been on this journey with you. That is something that you can't lose sight of, because you know what? Monday's going to come and the 6 months of training and commitment is you're going to think is over, but make sure you find that next purpose and celebrate your accomplishment as well.
Okay, so talk to me about being out on the course. What kinds of signs should you really pay attention to that would make you want to seek out medical attention to stay safe?
If you're starting to have pain in your bones, whether it be your hip, your ankle, your leg that is causing you to limp, then you could stop and get assistance. If you're having anything that's unusual, chest pain, unusual shortness of breath or anything like that, we're there for those reasons. Lastly, is there's that hitting the wall and potentially over drinking. There's a circumstance called hyponatremia where you drop your salt to a dangerous level. Don't just drink water and because you're sweating so much salt. If all you're doing is replacing it with water, you're not maintaining those electrolytes of salt that are critically important. So that hydration plan is important for those reasons. And then last thing, if you're a runner and you see someone who's struggling, grab our attention. There's police, there's fire, there's our medical personnel. We want to look out for each other, and those are all good ways that everyone can go home safely.
Do you have a favorite memory of the Chicago Marathon?
The Saturday before the marathon, there's a moment where Grant Park is completely empty, and I'm fortunate to be able to stand in Columbus and just look at our city in silence. I just think about how to the world stage that the city of Chicago is, bringing in people from all over the world to see this city, to run through the neighborhoods, and to run for purposes their loved one who may have passed from breast cancer, or a child that passed away and someone's running for them. When I try to swallow all of that, that honestly is probably the greatest moment for me, and one that I cherish every Saturday before the marathon.
Dr. Champas, thank you for joining me and for talking about one of my very favorite things about the Chicago Marathon. It's really a pleasure. And thank you for what you do to keep our runners safe.
I appreciate it, Robin. And hopefully see you out there on Sunday, October 13th.